Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the birth of a great amongst entomologists. Erik Vassmann was born on the 29th of May 1859 in South Tyrol, Austria. On the 29th of August 1872, Vassmann entered the Society of Jesus or Jesuits in Germany, moving to Holland 3 years later. He was ordained a priest in 1888 and later studied zoology in Prague. It appears Vassmann suffered from tuberculosis, which required plenty of fresh air to aid his recuperation. This led him to observe and study the life of ants. Vassmann was originally known as the Beetle Father, and indeed a type of beetle is named in his honour. But following 289 publications on ants, this nickname changed to the Ant Father. Vassmann was particularly interested in ants, but this interest extended to other inhabitants of ant nests. He was a pioneer in this field and managed to build up a unique collection of beetles, butterflies, mites, bugs, and aphids which lived in ant nests. He described the phenomena known as Vassmannian mimicry. In evolutionary biology, mimicry is the similarity of one species to another which protects one or both. This similarity can be in appearance, behaviour, sound, scent and location, with the mimics found in similar places to their models. Vassmannian mimicry refers to cases where the mimic resembles a model along with which it lives in a nest or colony. Vassmann was a supporter of evolution, although he did not accept the productivity of natural selection, the evolution of humans from other animals, or universal common descent of all life. Rather, he believed that common ancestry was restricted to what he called natural species, which were generally larger groups than species, which he called systematic species, genera, or even families. Vassmann died on the 27th of February 1931, but it is worth noting he was born the same year Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.